Newt's Emerald, written by Garth Nix and read by Una Byrne. Of all the birthdays she'd had, Truthful decided her present one was the best and most exciting. It seemed very fine to be 18 years old and to finally be on the brink of being launched into fashionable society in London. Not that she was dissatisfied with Newington Hall and its beautiful gardens and lawns that sloped down to the widely envied cliff walk bordering the vast perspective of the English Channel. Nor was she in any way exasperated by living with her sole surviving parent, Admiral the Viscount Newington, even though she might well have been, since he had come late to fatherhood, was past 60, and was inclined to be curmudgeonly when he suffered from the gout. Truthful also never tired of the company of her neighbours and cousins. Edmund, Stephen, and Robert Newington Lacey had always been like brothers to her, and Truthful had spent nearly every summer of her life with them when they returned from Harrow and she could escape her tutors. But she had to admit that she would quite like to see something of the wider world, so to be 18 and on the very threshold of a triumphal entry, or at least a credible arrival, into the fashionable London ton was both very satisfactory and exciting, though Truthful had to admit to herself that she was almost as much frightened as thrilled. This was particularly so because in her own mind Truthful was not at all sure she would make even a credible debut, despite what everyone told her. Others saw a lithe and fresh-faced beauty with green eyes and gorgeously thick hair of the deepest russet hue. But when Truthful looked in a mirror, she mostly noticed remnant signs of the freckles that had until recently spread themselves generously over her nose and cheeks. She feared her beauty was a purely local phenomenon, the result of a scarcity of young ladies of quality. In London, Truthful felt sure she would be considered plain, particularly as her sorcerous talents did not include any particular skill with the glamours that would enhance her charms. Truthful had the small weather magic that ran in her family. She could raise a gentle breeze or soothe a drizzle. In addition to this, horses and other animals liked her and would do her bidding. But she had none of the greater arts and little formal training. But plain or not, magically gifted or not, she must make the best of it, she decided. And it was her birthday, so she soon forgot about her freckles and threw herself into the preparations for her small party, giving her maid, Agatha, a sore trial in her dressing, as she would try on all three new gowns sent down from town by her great aunt Ermintrude. "This one, I think," she cried to Agatha, pirouetting in a dress of deep green satin that was rather shockingly low-cut in the bodice and had transparent sleeves of a fine lace. At least, Truthful felt it was shocking, but her great-aunt had in fact selected the dresses to be considerably more demure than the latest fashion. Truthful would have been shocked to see some of those dresses, and what some of the faster female set could do with strategically dampened muslin. Not to mention the most daring, who would use a glamour to wreathe a plain underdress in what looked like gorgeous satins and crepes, sure to dissolve at the touch of a gentleman's silver watch chain or signet ring.